I'm David Schreiner Kahn, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Carl Serfalio. Carl is a 40-year veteran of the entertainment industry. He enjoys a prolific career as a stunt coordinator, stuntman, and actor. Carl has worked with such film and television heavyweights as Martin Scorsese, Ron Howard, Steven Soderbergh, Jamie Foxx, Tom Cruise, Clint Eastwood, Scott Cooper, and Chuck Norris. His 35-plus years in the entertainment industry have given him the opportunity to work with and learn from the most recognizable names in our business. Carl, welcome to the show.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on. I think you're the first stunt person that I've had on this show.
I've listened to some of your shows, and I'm definitely a little bit outside the box.
Well, we're going to get into this, but I suspect that there are people who are leaders in business who feel like stuntmen.
by the end of the day, you kind of beat up and bruised by the world. Yeah, I'm sure.
Pretty much. So let's start off by talking a little bit about your story. Why do you do what you do?
Gosh, why do I do what I do? It's a part of my life that I pretty much, excuse the pun, fell into. I do what I do because it's my, I've discovered after all these years, you know, it's my art. It's my painting and my sculpture, my creativity that comes out in a form of action or film or, used to be celluloid. So I classify myself loosely as an artist, and it's my art, and that's why I do it. It makes my heart feel good. It makes my mind feel good, and I feel like I'm accomplishing.
And I'm guessing that it's probably not such an easy job.
Well, easy job, no. In the scheme of things, though, across the board, I don't know if there's any real easy jobs if you really want to push yourself to get to the top. I think it's hard work all the way, and if you set your eye on your goal, you find the road to get there. And so people go to college for 4, 6, 8, 10 years to make things happen for themselves because they want to. I just took a different route, but it's the same education of life.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this pushing towards the top. What does that mean for you?
For me it was setting goals that were reachable, that were attainable, possibly a step at a time. I don't know if that's right for everyone, but it seemed to work for me because throughout my career, there's an education that goes with it. Every time you work, every time you perform, every time you're with a production company of 150 people, you're part of that. You're part of that production that moves forward, that keeps you motivated and keeps you moving strong and strongly. And I think that it's motivating to be able to create and then see your work come to fruition.
So in your business or your work, how would you define the top? What is the top for you?
Oh, the top. I don't know what the top. The very top would be. that's such a great question. I'm directing second unit for me at this point is the top of what I'm looking at here. But 10 years ago, I never looked at that. I looked at stunt coordinating, and 10 years before that, it was being the best stuntman I can be. And in my world, each job that I do, each project that I do has a beginning and an end to it. It doesn't flop over to a yearly work that just continues. So I have to find a job, secure the job, do the job, and hopefully do it well enough that I get hired by somebody else when that job is done.
So it's a very project-oriented kind of business.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Each project very individualized. Every production company that you work with shoots, makes movies differently, and the ability to adapt to someone else's rules, as it were, and still perform your art is kind of an art in itself. It's the ability to work with hundreds of people and make that all come together.
So what you've described sounds very much like a business that needs to have a consistent flow of leads and a good solid marketing funnel.
Really well put. Every connection that I make needs to stay a connection for me. It's show business. It's not show friends or show fun. It's show business. And at the end of the day, it's dollars and cents, just like any other business is. And it's big dollars and cents sometimes. So the ability to adapt to the budget, the type of work that is being done, you have to stay with your business mind in the project while you're creating your art. If you're a sculptor and somebody says to you, hey, I need a statue of Rocky Balboa, and they don't give you a limit on your budget, you can just go nuts and do whatever you want. And that's not being conscientious to the production that you're to the product that you're trying to get out. So business. I have parameters. I have so many things I need to fit into someone else's plan. It's an art form in itself.
You know, it's interesting how one needs to keep the mission in mind simultaneously with the business goals, right? And the mission can be something that has an artistic component, like your work. It could have a technical component, right? So if you're in a, I don't know, technology business, as an example, you want your technology to provide certain kinds of benefits to your customers. But ultimately, we all have bills to pay, and the business has to be profitable, otherwise it's not a business.
Correct. At the end of the day, no matter what it is that you turn out as your business, whether it's a TV show or a movie or a new phone or a computer app, you want it to be the best that it can be so everyone is happy with it from the production side all the way to the customer side, but it also needs to carry over so you can do the next piece and the next and the next. And it depends on your profits and your push forward and your vision. Whenever you're done with one project, you need to have your eye on the next one because nobody's going to wait for you to make that happen.
Oh, that's so true. Nobody waits for you to make it happen.
No, you have to be on it. And again, this is the only industry I've really ever known, but the business side of it is the heavy side of show business. It's where everything happens. It's where the money comes from. It's where the money goes to, and nobody that I know is really in it for a one-hit wonder. It's about let's make this project, and when this one goes good, we'll parlay what we learned and we'll put it into the next one and we'll build from there and hopefully snowball down the hill.
So Carl, I find it really interesting that when I asked you the question about how you define the top, that the top has shifted over the course of your career and it wasn't always the same thing. And at the same time, you also described coming up with small achievable actions that will help you move towards the top.
Right. You know, business is, to me, business is learned. I mean, you can go to college and take all the classes in the world, no matter what you do. And I'll take, in my world, if you go to a film school, what they teach in film school is so valuable. But when you step out into the real world, it's so different. The reality of in my world, the reality of production, of costs and time and people are not taught in school. They can't be. It's a practical and real world. And I think that when I got out into the world, I knew that I needed to make my way to the top, or work my way forward. I won't even call it the top. Just had to work my way forward and establish myself with people who would promote me, take me along, and give me the opportunity to make that next step. So to me, it's always been a step forward from performing as an actor or a stuntman to conquering some of those stunts and some of those acting pieces, and being able to learn and trust myself enough to take the next step as a stunt coordinator, and then as a second unit director. Very tough to go from 0 to 60 without accelerating through those speeds. So I've found that's what works for me.
Now, do you find that the growth happens in kind of a smooth trajectory, or do you find that it happens more in like fits and starts, and that there are certain kind of quantum leaps to it?
Well, you know, it's very true what they say about my industry. It's pretty much all about who you know. That's always been pretty much the rule. I think about getting to the point, if you know somebody that puts you in a spot, then you better know your stuff as well. It happens differently. There's no progression here like there might be in a corporate office. There's no, apprentice, journeyman, VP, executive VP, CFO. For us, gosh, I like this kid. He's really wonderful, and I'm a producer, and I'm going to take him along and make him my guy. There's no degree in my industry. You don't have to go to school to get a degree to learn how to be a stunt coordinator. You have to have someone who gives you that opportunity and likes your work enough to bring you along. I've been in the business for some 40 years now, and I'm still working at achieving the next goal. And I see people that are, 15, 20, 30 years younger than me making huge steps. They have talent and they got great opportunity. And, God bless them. It's what moves us all forward.
Carl, what are some of the places where you've been stuck in your career, and how did you overcome those plateaus?
I got to a point in my career where I was very comfortable, and that's really the wrong thing to do. I got very comfortable being a stuntman. It was so great. I'd get X amount of calls per week or per month, and I'd be on one movie for 1 week, and then three TV shows in a week, and it was just a great way to make a living, and I was pretty good at what I did, and people wanted me. And then I started noticing that these younger guys were coming in and starting to coordinate, and it's something that I've always wanted to do and never pushed to make that step. I always wanted to coach or teach, and it was an opportunity to do that. But this was, this is probably 10, 15 years ago when I started finally taking a look at moving forward. I think I got stuck because I let myself get stuck. I accepted complacency of I'm making pretty good money and I can probably do this for a long time. And as I started to make that transition in my head, my body was also thanking me.
Aha.
Yeah, I was saying, you know what, big boy, it's about time you start looking at some other stuff too here. And So I got stuck. I got stuck in the mud a little bit, and I had to re-gear myself to pull up some contacts that I had let go, to hustle every day at a different level. As a stunt person, you're always hustling yourself. You're always making your phone calls or shaking hands or, you know, doing what you need to do to get a job. And I had gotten away from that because I was just one of those guys that they called. Well, when those calls started to slow down, I saw myself as being stuck. So I started hustling the same way, but I went to a level up. I went to producers and writers and showrunners, and I pitched my wares to them as a coordinator. I found different roads to do my art. I just found a way. I broke through a wall, or I got a nice recommendation, or I followed up on some good words that are out, were out in the industry. But you're only, for me, you know, you're only as good as what people think you are. You know, whether you're an actor, a stuntman, stunt coordinator. And I needed to get out there that I could do what I do. So I knock on doors every day. I knock on doors every day.
Yeah, so perception becomes reality. People, you're only as good as people think you are.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, of course. You can take a look at celebrities, you know, at television and movie celebrities. People may not care who they are personally, but if they got a big movie out, you know, they're pulling in billions of dollars, and it makes them valuable. And it's the same all the way down the line, from camera operators to grips to catering. People need to know that you are who you are. You can do what you say you do, and then you prove them that, and then hopefully they'll carry you along or put that word out for you.
Yeah, I think it's also interesting that what you're describing is that you can't really put marketing on autopilot.
Mm-mm.
Right?
What a great fact. Yeah, you can't sit back and let it happen. Because I'm proof of that. I sat back and stopped hustling so hard. And then when the call started slowing down, I kind of kicked myself in the butt. I started to think of who I was that you know, everybody was just going to keep calling. It's definitely a game of staying on top of it. I'm not one to make myself nuts. I don't scream and pull my hair out, you know, if I don't catch a job for the week. But I definitely am diligent about putting myself out there, because competition's huge. And in my industry, not needing to have a degree of any kind to fill any position means that people can walk in off the street and claim they can do what they say they can do. I'm fighting all that the whole time. Having said that, I've never had a real, you know, punch the time clock job. And some people don't understand that, but this works for me, being an independent contractor, being able to, possibly pick and choose and have challenges put in front of me that I want to accept and conquer.
So, Carl, what's going on now? What do we have to look forward to from you in the near future?
I'm on my way to the UK. I think next week to scout locations for a movie called Solar Eclipse, and I'm going to coordinate and direct second unit for an Indian company. Extremely interesting movie along the lines of Oliver Stone's Kennedy or Gore Vidal's Lincoln. It's about the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi in 1948 and the believed conspiracy that led up to it. Real interesting story for me to be able to be part of, and so I'm very excited about that as far as my next project goes. So it's that should be fun.
That's great, and I know you. I got a chance to read part of your new book. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about that.
Oh, certainly. Thank you. It's called Star Stunts and Stories: A Hollywood Stuntman's Fall to Fame, and hopefully a fun book about some of my adventures. Some of the movies and television shows that I've done over the years, and some of the challenges that I faced and overcome, how I overcame them, some of the victories that I had, and some of the I wouldn't say mishaps, but some of the things that have happened to me along the way, some good, some not so good, some funny stories in here, some great pictures, some great photos of celebrities and some action over the years. And it's a fun book. It's an easy read. Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com both have it. I'm getting some good reviews on Amazon. It's an easy read. It's a fun read. Some emotional stuff in there. It cut into my personal life a little bit. So it was a fun book to put out there. And my wife encouraged me. She's a writer, and so she partnered with me on it. And very excited about it. So it's a fun book, Star Stunts and Stories.
Very great. And how can listeners learn more about you, the book, and how to follow you?
You can find me on my website, carlcierfolio.com. You can Google me. I've got bunches of pages for you guys to take a look at. If you want to see what movies and television that I've done, there's a site called imdb.com, Internet Movie Database. My book, Star Stunts and Stories, also has a website. So there's lots of ways to find me, especially on the web.
That's great. So, Carl, I know you mentioned earlier on that it's really important to develop relationships, and what's very helpful is when there's someone who identifies you as an up and coming whatever, and helps you get there. Who have been some of the people who have helped you along the way?
You're exactly right as far as people helping. I think it's such a I'm very much a people person, and I think that's so the case that needs to be in this world, and how you get moved forward with good people. The first guy that comes to mind here is Gene LaBelle, that has helped me so very much and supported me, throughout my career. I met Gene when I was just a young stunt pup and doing some laying down and crashing some motorcycles on the highway, and he took a liking to me. We have a similar background. I was a wrestler. He was a wrestler. He was a world champion judo player. And he's 85 years old now. And I just saw him a week or so ago. And he's always supportive, but he's always giving, not just to me, but to those in our community and people that come into contact with him. Gene LaBelle's got a heart of gold. He's someone who will give you advice and the shirt off of his back, tell you what to watch out for, who to watch out for, and hold your hand along the way when it needs to be held, and then kick you in the butt when you need to be kicked. So I think Gene has been a huge influence in my career.
It's a great example.
Yeah, he's real special, and he comes from a martial arts background, and I don't even know if this makes sense to anybody else, but I've surrounded myself with so many wonderful people from the martial arts world who live the legend of martial arts, not just chopping stuff in half, but that comes from their heart. And so Gene LaBelle, James Liu, Jeff Amata, all those people have been a wonderful influence in my life and my career.
Great. And Carl, who do you know personally who is currently doing remarkable work?
Well, I know I personally, and it's just a step outside of the movie world, but it's a gentleman by the name of Pat Millicano. He has a company called Action Horizons, and they set up live shows, live stunt action shows around the globe at amusement parks. Right now, they've got the number one live show in amusement parks in the world at Universal Studios here in LA at Waterworld. And what Pat does is not just put shows together for parks around the world, but he offers the ability for young talent and entertainers to show their wares and learn what they need to learn and confront their fears in live shows, which are much different than television or film. And he's given them a place to train and perform and to take a step forward into movies and television. And that's where I came from. I came from live shows. I worked at amusement parks, Knott's Berry Farm, Universal Studios before I even stepped onto a film stage. And so what Pat Millicano is doing in Action Horizons is great work around the world because people love to be entertained. And when you give someone the opportunity to entertain, you're completing a full circle. And when I entertain you and you laugh, you entertain me back. And it's just a great human circle. And I think Pat's doing a great, great job with that.
You can't really entertain without an audience.
No, you can't. Exactly.
Whether it's live or not live, you still need an audience.
Correct. You need to. Well, you just like anything else, you can't produce any kind of a product, whether it be technology or food or anything else, without someone on the other side who needs it, wants it, and accepts it. And by them accepting, it gives you the influence to keep doing and to keep doing better, if that's where your head is. I'm very much into giving back. You know, I've learned from these people that I've been around that you can't just take, you got to give back, because the more you give back, the more you learn why you're there, why you're moving forward. I coordinate and help direct a lot of student films, and what that gives me is the power to learn. I'm learning from these people that are coming out of school that are right on the edge of technology. So as I learn from them, I give them my history and my knowledge, and somewhere in there, there's a human connection, and then you take that and move forward to the next, and hopefully spread the word there as well.
That's great. So, Carl, if there was perhaps one tip you could offer our audience about how to overcome roadblocks in life and business, what would it be?
Wow. Wow. This is where I say something neat, like, yeah, stay in school, kids. roadblocks are challenges. You know, you find a way to overcome them. You take a detour, you find the detour. You can't just stand and stare at the roadblock and wait for it to drop. There's be like water, find your road. You know, if
oh,
water,
that's great.
Yeah. You know, if you be like that, you have to find the way to let yourself flow. If you stop yourself from flowing, you back up. You physically, emotionally, you block yourself. And most of us have done it. You know, your head doesn't work anymore. Your body doesn't work anymore. It's about finding a place that lets yourself flow and to follow that. And I think we're all in a hurry to get to wherever we think we're going to go. But if you think, oh, I have to go turn right. And if you don't think about, wow, what could be to my left? Let me take a look at this. Then all of a sudden you have to backpedal. So I think really taking a look at the situation, finding the things that you need to conquer to step over. I mean, you know, I found myself on the edge of a 60, 70 foot cliff, and I had to make the decision whether to step off or not. And it took all of my being to find myself there to be able to say to myself, yeah, step off. So, you know, find your path. Don't be discouraged by what people tell you you can't do. Show them what you can do.
That's a great message. Carl, thank you so much for being a guest today on Smashing the Plateau.
David, my pleasure. I appreciate being here. I hope your listeners got a little bit of something out of this.
My guest today has been stunt coordinator, stuntman, and actor Carl Serfaglio. Thank you again, Carl, for joining us.
Certainly.